Hey everyone, this is Chili Tilton. Hope you're having an amazing night or day whenever you're listening to this. I am just thinking about a topic that we can all relate to. You know what that topic is? It's money. You know, cash, currency, dinero. It is money, the stuff that we crave, that green stuff that we never have enough of. You know, there's so many people that'll ask these random questions like, what would you do if you had $1 billion, $1 million? And we always seem so pious and give these noble answers because if I had all the money in the world, I would solve world hunger. I would dig more wells. I would cure cancer. I would do something noble. But isn't that kind of a joke? Because if you're not working on something noble with the little amount you have, why do you think that you would be so noble with a lot? You know, it's kind of like the people who win the lottery and then blow it all and are worse off than they were before. Money's one of those tricky kind of things. You know, in 1 Timothy, I think it's chapter 6, it says, "The love of money causes all kinds of trouble. Some people want money so much that they've given up their faith." Wow. You know, and maybe it's because sometimes our churches seem like they want money so bad. You know, the offering appeal is so desperate rather than engaging and an invitation to partner in what they're already doing to reach the world and love the community and change the neighborhood. You know, I'm not trying to be critical about any of this, but as I think about my life right now, and I'll just be blunt honest with you, you know, we are scrapping for money. We probably have never made less in our lives than we're making right now. And my wife and I are both working almost every day of the week. I think I am working every day of the week, and Ned is probably doing 5 or 6 days a week. And we don't have a lot of money. And as far as healthcare, we're on Medicare. And, you know, we have been humbled in a lot of different ways. But you know something? We've never had more joy. Our marriage has never been better. Our love for our kids is stronger than ever. And God just seems to meet the need. We're still tithing. We are still giving. We're still believing. And in every phase of it, God is teaching us something about money. You know, when you have a lot and you think you can do anything with it, you don't. But when you really are dependent on miracles and you're dependent on the generosity of others, wow, God really begins to speak in different ways to you. It's humbling. I had somebody knock on my door this week, and I would tell you that most people, man, they would never expect it. I wouldn't expect it. And this gentleman just said, "Me and my wife are thinking about you and wanted to give you $100. Wow. That's mind-blowing. You know, and people that God just puts you on their hearts. And it's a miracle. It's a miracle to us. That's like a day's wages. And I am so blessed by that. I'm so blessed by the kindness of others that don't see money as anything, because there's nothing to gain by giving me money. There's nothing that I'm leading. There's nothing I'm overseeing. There's no way to move up or get closer. It's just kindness and it's just awesomeness. And we want to be that way. In fact, I think we've always been that way. We've been the people that jumped out first and gave to causes and gave to friends and invested in missions. We've always had Compassion International Children that we adopted for decades now, and we still do. Even in our current state of finances, we are sponsoring children around the world. You see, money is one of those funny things that you can't take one penny with you to heaven. And so use money, but don't live for money. Allow money to be something that you can bless and enjoy, but don't let it be something that controls you. You know, the Word of God also says in Hebrews 13:5, don't fall in love with money. Be satisfied with what you have. The Lord has promised that He will not leave us. He won't leave us abandoned. It says the righteous will never beg for bread. And I have seen God come through again and again and again and again and again. Man, this is not a cry for help. This is not saying, here's my Venmo account, give me money. This is telling us that God is the supplier. I don't work for money. I work for God. And God meets every need. Man, if we get a healthier view of money, then we won't be so quick to grab hold of it and hold it so tightly. You know, we're afraid of our future. We're afraid for retirement. We're afraid for what if this happens or that happens. Well, what if it does? Faith in God, belief in His miraculous way of caring for His kids, who He loves so much, is so much better than fear of being without money. So get rid of your fear, grab hold of faith, and get a proper view of money so that money doesn't hold you hostage. All right? I'm off to work. Hope you're doing well. Love you. Peace.